This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Panthers Insider, an in-depth preview of the week.
Kishani scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Plagans.
Good morning and welcome into another exciting edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you talking all things Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning. As always, Dan Day is on the other side of the glass and we've got a lot to send your way here today. Of course, the Panthers, well, they know when they're going to start the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. It'll be Monday night. It'll be at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. Time to be determined, so keep checking all the local listings for that. Keep checking FloridaPanthers.com, all the Panthers social media channels, and we'll get that information to you as quickly as we possibly can. We're still waiting on an opponent for that second round series, folks. I know because all of you great Panthers fans are keeping tabs on it. The Panthers are awaiting their second round opponent. It's either going to be the Boston Bruins or the Toronto Maple Leafs, and those two teams are going to decide things at 8 o'clock tonight. That's their Game 7 for their first round series. So the winner of that Game 7 is going to be heading to Sunrise for a game on Monday night. So a quick turnaround for whatever group comes out on top in that one. Boston started that series with a good start to the series. They won three of the first four games. They had a 3-1 lead in that series. But for the second year in a row, the Boston Bruins, higher seeded team in the matchup, they had a 3-1 lead, and they've seen that 3-1 lead evaporate. Remember what the Panthers did to them last year. Well, tonight, Boston, they've been pushed now to a Game 7. Toronto's won the last two games. Who's going to come out on top? I know we're all going to be paying attention to that one tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern. Panthers fans, with that one, let's hope that it goes beyond regulation time. Quick turnaround for them. Maybe it goes to an overtime or two. It would be great theater to watch. And again, it would make that turnaround time even quicker for one of those two teams heading down to South Florida to start up round two coming up on Monday. But in this edition of the Panthers Insider Show, we've got lots to send your way. The Panthers, of course, have been waiting anxiously for their second round opponent over the course of the week. So we've had a chance to catch up with a lot of the guys. We have heard from Paul Maurice over the course of the week. We're going to get some sound coming up and we're going to relive Monday's. Can you believe it was already almost a week ago? Monday's victory, the Game 5 victory over the Tampa Bay Lightning by a 6-1 score, the game that secured the Panthers' spot in round two. We'll relive that victory as the Panthers knocked off their cross-state rivals in that first round series. We'll relive Game 5 coming up here in just a moment. We'll have some post-game sound from that, and we'll hear from a handful of the Panthers as we've had a chance to catch up with a lot of guys over the course of the week. A lot of guys, Panthers have been practicing, a lot of guys holding media availabilities as we get ready for round two. So we'll have that coming up shortly. Coming up next segment, yesterday after the Panthers practice, had a chance to sit down and have a good conversation with Panthers defenseman Dmitry Kulikov in his second tour of duty as a Panther. And again, has been instrumental, especially on the Panthers penalty kill, which is ranked among the league's best, and did a great job against the Lightning in round one. We'll hear from Dmitry Kulikov coming up in segment number two. Segment number three, a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast, which is going to drop any time now, but But again, we'll hear a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. Mark Parrish, former Panther, now analyst on NHL Network. He'll stop by. We'll chat with him coming up later on in the program. And then, of course, if you like what you hear, the whole episode will be available wherever you get your podcasts very, very soon. So again, lots to get to. Panthers will kick off their second round series Monday night. Keep checking all the different channels for the official start time of Game 1. And folks, you can get all your Panthers playoff merchandise, your Atlantic Division Championship merchandise, all that online at flateamshop.com or at Pantherland at the FTL War Memorial, which is open 7 days a week. So check that out. FloridaPanthers.com, also your place to go for all your playoff ticket information. There are even a handful of suites available for the Stanley Cup playoffs. There may still be some, so if that's your thing, go check that out, FloridaPanthers.com as well. And folks, a reminder, the all-new Baptist Health Iceplex at FTL War Memorial is now open and accepting registrations. Register now for public skate lessons, hockey drop-ins, give hockey a try for free, and more. Break in the ice and enjoy the brand-new community gem in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Information about all the upcoming programs and how to register is available at FTLWarMemorial.com. Well, I mentioned that we would get back to reliving Game 5. Well, it was back on Monday. The Panthers surged out to a 6-1 victory over the Tampa Bay Lightning to finish off their first-round series against their cross-state rivals. Here's Game 5, the clincher, the highlights, how they sounded on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Verhaeghe into the offensive end, pulls up inside the line, looks to the far circle, Barkov. Verhaeghe high, slot a shot, Vasilevskiy made the save, Verhaeghe the rebound, he scores! Connor Verhaeghe picked up his own rebound, and the Panthers strike first, 45 seconds into the second, it's 1-0. Now it's Forsling to Ekblad, the line, long drive, rebound, they score, and it's Barkov picking up the rebound, and the Panthers take a 2-0 lead! Barkov jams home the rebound, a shorthanded goal! Up the right side, Verhaeghe to the circle, nifty move, just had it poked away by Sergachev, Verhaeghe recovers, over in the far corner, a shot toward the net, bouncing in front, they score, it was poked down in front, and the Panthers take a 3-1 lead with 8:54 to go. Here in this third period, Matthew Tkachuk looked like he reached in, he was out front with Barkov, they were both whacking away, it looks like it was Barkov who got the last contact with it. The Panthers stretch their lead to 3-1. Dumba kicked away with the right pad of Bobrovsky over to the far boards. Panthers chance to break it out. 3-on-2. Stenlin up the right side. He's able to get some space across. Shot. Oh. They score. What a setup. What a finish. Evan Rodriguez on the one-timer. And the Panthers take a 4-1 lead.
Put on your dancing shoes.
Talk about desperate times calling for desperate measures. A takeaway. Long shot. And they score on the empty net. Connor Verhaeghe from the neutral zone. And the Panthers take a 5-1 lead with 3:57 to play here in the third.
Good night, Irene.
Here's Mikula. He'll send it down to our left. He scores on the empty net. Nico Mikula from long range. 6-1 Panthers. 15 seconds remaining here as the puck is loose at the line. Nick Cousins will hold it, drops back across center and hands it to Nico Mikula. The fans to their feet. The final seconds will tick away. It's going to be a 6-1 win for the Panthers here in Game 5. That's the game. That's the series. The Panthers win this edition of the Sunshine State Showdown and punch a ticket to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
And that was Game 5 of the Panthers-Lightning series. Panthers secured their spot in Round 2, a 6-1 win back on Monday night. Some big games across the board. Gus Forsling and Alexander Barkov were both plus 4 in that game. 3-point nights for Barkov, for Carter Verhaeghe. They each had a couple of goals as well. Evan Rodriguez, Nico Mikula scored in that one. So again, lots of big games across the board. Sergei Bobrovsky outstanding once again. Panthers 6 and the Lightning won in Game 5. That was the clincher of that first round series. Well, some post-game reactions out. Here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice immediately following the Game 5 win on what it meant to win that series against the Lightning. So that was Panthers head coach Paul Maurice immediately following the Game 5 victory back on Monday night. Now here's Matthew Tkachuk of the Panthers post-game on Monday following the series win against Tampa Bay, and again talking about what it meant to get past the Tampa Bay Lightning in round one.
To be honest, just such an amazing feeling, coming here. Not just coming here, but throughout the last however many years, they've been probably the team, not only in the East, but team in the league. They've had the most success in the playoffs, and, taking two wins over Florida the past two times they've played in the playoffs. So to be a part of this team and just like hear the crowd, and this is a big series for us. We always knew that, for us ultimately to win it all, it's probably going to have to go through Tampa at some point. So just an amazing feeling closing out here and closing out at home.
Matthew Tkachuk of the Panthers, that was back on Monday night following Game 5. Now, as the week went on, the Panthers waiting for their second-round opponent. The Leafs-Bruins series just continued to go along because Boston had a 3-1 lead, and now they've missed two opportunities to close out Toronto. And that's why there's going to be a Game 7 between the Bruins and the Maple Leafs tonight at TD Garden in Boston. But as we went through the week, had a chance to hear from a number of the Panthers. Here's Sam Reinhart first as he mentions his takeaways from the series against the Tampa Bay Lightning. But first, the importance of having a little bit of time for the team to catch its breath.
Anytime you can take a break like this, take advantage of it. You're going to be better off, mentally, physically. It's a grind. Every series is its own. It's its own battle. It has its own challenges. So you got to take advantage of a time like this. The more opportunities you have and the more success you find in tight games, the more comfortable you are and more confident you are going forward, and that's important. I think the biggest takeaway is, the period where we probably should have been the tightest, we played our best in that third period in a game to close it out. We weren't sitting back with the lead. We were making plays. We were supporting the puck, and that's the way we got to keep playing moving forward.
So Sam Reinhart, Anton Lundell next, and we had a chance to hear from him this week. Here's Anton Lundell on what it meant to get that series win over Tampa Bay.
That was huge. We all remember this couple of last years and all the battles we have had against them, and we know they're one of the best teams in the league, so we knew it's going to be hard, tight games, and we were able to come up with the win, so that was huge, and that was exactly what we wanted. But every game was very tight. You had to battle for every goal, every chance, so it's play of hockey, and that's what we're here to play. It's only getting harder, if not like as hard as it was. We knew it's not going to be easy. So, as I said, they're one of the best teams in the league, and every game was it's a battlefield out there. You have to compete. You have to get the luck as well. But you compete harder than them, and good things will happen. But it's huge respect for them. They played unreal, and we were able to play even better, so that was a huge strength by our team to come up with the wins.
Anton Lundell of the Panthers talking this week on one of the off days. Again, the Panthers had a handful of just practice days, days with media availability, guys keeping fresh as they get ready for round two. Here was Vladimir Tarasenko a couple of days ago. Had a chance to catch up with him after the Panthers practiced on Thursday. And this is Vladimir Tarasenko. The first thing I asked was what it means to have this block of rest as they await the next opponent.
I have obviously more time to prepare, more time to calm down, reset your mind, and spend time with the families, but also a lot of time to prepare for our next opponent, which is nice, and we'll be ready.
I know you're getting ready for the next opponent, but just looking back at that last series, can you point to one or two things that you thought in particular worked really well for you guys in getting that big five-game series win over Tampa?
I feel like controlling our emotions most of the time and just play hard. I think against a team like that, you have to play good defense and eliminate their 5-on-5 chances, I think, which we done well. And everybody stick together. It was a good win, but it's in the past now, and we're ready for the next one.
So that was Vladimir Tarasenko. Last bit of sound for this segment. Here's Aaron Ekblad. Had a chance to catch up with him yesterday, and the first thing I asked was, are the Panthers paying attention to what's going on between the Bruins and the Maple Leafs?
Yeah, we're watching every game, every period. So it's a tight series, tight checking series, and we expect that in the next round from either opponent.
And to be able to get this recovery time, how important can this be in the middle of a playoff run as you're just getting rolling here?
It's incredible. It's incredible. Obviously, every series is a war, and coming out of that Lightning series was, you know, no easier than you'd expect, right? It was extremely difficult. Every game was so tight checking, and to get this rest is completely valuable.
So Aaron Ekblad of the Panthers right there. And, well, not done hearing from the Panthers, because coming up next segment, a good conversation on the way with Dmitry Kulikov, Panthers defenseman, longtime NHL veteran. We'll talk to him coming up on the other side of the break. And later on in the program, a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast, I had a chance to catch up with NHL Network analyst and former Panther Mark Parrish, debuted as a Panther back in the 98-99 season. That's when he broke into the National Hockey League, played over 700 games in the league, now doing a great job in career number two, and you can catch him on NHL Network throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs, doing great work with the whole crew there. But again, a chance to hear from Mark Parrish coming up later on in the program, get his thoughts on this Panthers team. So lots more to get to here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans with you, Dan Day on the other side of the glass, Dmitry Kulikov coming up next, right here on the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans with you, Dan Day on the other side of the glass. Lots to get to here in this hour of Panthers Insider. Coming up later on, segment number three, NHL Network analyst and one-time Panther Mark Parrish is going to stop by. It'll be a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast, so if you like what you hear, you can find the full episode wherever you get your podcast. But we'll get to a conversation with Dmitry Kulikov of the Panthers here in just a moment. The Panthers will begin round two coming up on Monday night at Amerant Bank Arena. Time to be determined. Opponent to be determined. The Leafs and Bruins play their game seven of their first round series tonight at 8 o'clock. So everybody will be keeping an eye on that. The winner will be the Panthers' opponent in Sunrise for game one coming up on Monday night. But first, had a chance to catch up with Panthers defenseman Dmitry Kulikov yesterday after the Panthers practiced. And the first thing I asked Dmitry was plain and simple. How did it feel to win that first round series against the Lightning and move on to round two?
It feels good. You know, we worked hard, you know, all year to put ourselves in the position where, you know, we started at home. Started well against the Lightning, and you know, won both games, and just kind of kept it rolling after that. It feels good. It wasn't the easiest of series. You know, they played hard. There was a lot of hits, physical games. After we've processed it all, then you know, you're just starting to get yourself prepared for next opponent, whoever it may be.
And a couple things going off of that, but you mentioned the physicality in the series, and there were a couple of those games where they said that it was the most total hits in a game since they've been tracking the stat and things like that. When a game's going on like that and the hit totals are racking up, do you feel that it's that physical of a game, or because it's the playoffs, does it just feel like this is playoff hockey, this is how it's supposed to be?
Yeah, definitely. Like when the game is going on and you see that there's no room out there, you know, every time you touch the puck, somebody's bumping into you. And some games more than others, you know, personally, like you're getting hit more in one game more than the other. But I think overall, you know, everybody's been on the receiving end of the hits or you know, giving out the hits. So that's. You know, that's hockey, playoff hockey. That's, you know, that's what it feels like. But there's no room out there, and everybody's on top of you all the time. You know, you can't make a play without getting hit. That's just how it is.
And just looking back at that series, is there, you know, one or two things you can point to that you felt like you guys really did well in that series against Tampa Bay that ultimately were the biggest keys to the series?
I think our penalty kill was pretty good in that series. You know, we've gotten a lot of penalties against us.
But we were able to kill it off at the key moments. You know, Bob was phenomenal in the series. You know, he gave us a chance every night. You know, without good defense, I don't think you can count on winning games in the playoffs. And I think our defensive game was on point, you know, for all five games in those series.
You mentioned Sergei Bobrovsky and the save in game two. Have you seen a save like that in person, especially considering not just the way the save looked, but considering it was a tie game, it was a playoff game, everything that went into it? Me personally, I don't know that I've seen a better save made in person considering how big that moment was.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was crazy to see. I wasn't on the ice. I was sitting on the bench, and at first I thought that he just, you know, missed the net or missed the puck or something. And then when they showed the replay, and he reached over and blocked that puck going into the net with an arm, you know, in a twisting motion like that, like backwards to the play, it was crazy. Yeah, it was definitely one of the nicest saves that I've seen, if not the nicest.
Dmitry Kulikov here with us, and you mentioned the way that you guys came out on home ice as well. What can you say about the energy that's been in the building here, not just through the first-round playoff series, but it's been building throughout the entire season? You can sense that the fans really, really know you guys are capable of big things, and there's a big buzz around the team, and there were 19,750, I think, on hand for the Game 5 win over the Lightning. What's it like to see that and feel that?
Yeah, like you said in your question, that it seemed like the crowd's just been building to the playoffs. You know, we've gotten really good fans all year, but it's been just ramping up late in the season and then into the playoffs. And even like from game one to game five, you could feel the difference in how they support the team, how much energy there was in the building. Like you could really sense that, and you know, we appreciate that. You know, we think that in our building, you know, our fans just give us some juice and that emotion to, you know, come out hard against teams.
And it seems like when you have the energy of the fans on your side, you're able to really capitalize on momentum within a game. And there aren't many more ways to build momentum in a game than with a successful penalty kill. And you talked about how good that penalty kill was against the Tampa Bay Lightning. You've been a big part of that all season long, especially in that first round series. And as this season's gone along, what's been the biggest key for you guys on the penalty kill and really becoming one of the strongest units in the league in that part of the game?
Yeah, since I think like December, we've been one of the top PKs in the league, and that's something that we know is going to pay a big difference or be a key in the games. And being able to kill off, you know, a penalty at the key time is a huge advantage, not only for building a momentum, but maybe killing a momentum for the other team. Going back to the crowd, you know, at a home ice, we're able to turn the momentum with, you know, one chance when the crowd gets going, and all of a sudden if things aren't going our way, but we get that, you know, one chance or one extended shift, you could feel how the crowd starts, you know, buzzing, and that, like I said, turns the momentum in our favor sometimes. So it helps a lot. Yeah.
Two quick ones before we let you get going here. As this, you guys have been waiting to find out who you're going to play. First, as a competitor, just as somebody watching the playoffs, how much attention have you been paying to that Leafs-Bruins series that's going on that is going to be on its way to a Game 7 here?
Try to watch every game. You know, late at home, you know, you turn the TV on and, you know, watch the games. Every Boston-Toronto game that I could catch, if it's not a full game, two periods or one period, and I was able to watch.
And just in terms of the, you know, waiting for that series to wrap up, it's rare to have this kind of time off. And even when you guys went on the road to Tampa, it was a quick flight, not a lot of travel. How rested are you guys going to be for this next series when it comes along? And how nice has it been to have this little bit of a gap in the schedule here to just get everything in order before round two starts?
It's been nice. You know, it's not that we wished for it. We wrapped up our series in five, and the other ones are still going on. Yeah, that's how it goes. We use this time to our advantage for sure, and to work on what we need to work on to get some recovery. We try to use our time wisely.
So Dmitry Kulikov of the Panthers there, big thanks to him for his time. Had a chance to catch up with him after practice yesterday. So again, great to hear from Panthers veteran defenseman as they gear up for round two. Now, if you're looking for something to watch tonight, something to follow along with, 8 o'clock Eastern, live from Boston, it'll be the Bruins and the Toronto Maple Leafs game 7 of their first round series. The winner will take on the Panthers in a second round playoff series beginning Monday night here in Sunrise. And the loser of that game tonight, well, based on the temperature in both media markets, there may be some questions to answer for the team that does not prevail in that first round series. A lot of pressure on both teams going into that game tonight. Should be something to see. And again, Panthers anxiously awaiting who their second round opponent will be. And we'll have you covered throughout the second round and every step of the way throughout the Panthers playoffs across the Panthers radio network. So wherever you're tuned in right now, you'll be able to catch us throughout the rest of the Stanley Cup playoffs as the Panthers, again, await their second round opponent. Don't miss your chance to become a territory member for next season, folks. Following a sellout of lower bowl and club level seating this season, we have limited availability to become part of the territory. Don't wait. Get your tickets today, 954-835-PUCK or Florida Panthers. That's where to go to get your season tickets for next season. You don't want to miss out. As I always say, you want to go to one game or all the games by yourself or with all your friends. We can sort out something that works for you. And FloridaPanthers.com is a great place to start. We're going to step aside. We'll come back on the other side of the break. A cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast, which will be dropping any time now. But if you like what you hear, you'll be able to find the full episode wherever you get your podcast. Had a chance to catch up with NHL Network analyst and longtime NHLer and former Panther Mark Parrish. Broke into the NHL as a Panther back in the 98-99 season. Had a good run with the Panthers back in the late 90s. And we'll hear from him coming up on the other side of the break as he's doing great work on the media side. Now we'll get his thoughts on the playoffs, on this Panthers team. He gets excited when he sees the Panthers having success. So again, we'll talk to him coming up on the other side of the break. That's Mark Parrish from NHL Network. Doug Plagans here with you. One more segment to go here in Panthers Insider, right here in the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans with you as always. And well, again, the Panthers getting ready for their second round opponent. We'll find that out tonight. Game 7, Bruins Maple Leafs, and then the Panthers will kick off round 2 coming up on Monday in Sunrise. So we'll have that from Amerant Bank Arena on Monday. We'll have it covered for you across the Panthers radio network for Monday night and all the way through the rest of the Stanley Cup playoffs. So you want to keep it locked to the Florida Panthers radio network as we cruise along and as we get ready for this second round series. Well, had a chance to catch up with NHL Network's Mark Parrish, one-time Panther Mark Parrish, for an edition of the Territory Talk podcast that you'll be able to get very, very soon. I'm told that's going to be dropping in its entirety very soon. So if you like what you hear, wherever you get your podcast, you can find the whole episode. But you can watch NHL Network's Mark Parrish on NHL Now and NHL Tonight throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs. Always a great conversation. It was great to catch up with Mark. And, well, the first thing I asked him was what he liked about the way this Panthers team took what they did last spring, picked up right where they left off this season, and they've carried it all the way through the regular season and into these playoffs. Here's Mark Parrish.
Well, you nailed exactly what I love about it, to be honest with you, what they did last year. I mean, obviously, it was The only thing that was a surprise about it was just that they didn't really have that good of a year last year. I mean, they had the team. Everybody kind of had to pick them to finish, obviously, a lot better than they did in the regular season. And then, man, they just flipped the switch. I mean, down 3-1, it was absolutely incredible. And it does not seem like that switch has been turned off at all, or even looked at, for that, mind you. I just love the way they're playing. They're taking care of business. They've got their swagger. They had that swagger they had all through the playoffs. They've kept that through the regular season. They've been my pick to win the Stanley Cup, actually, 3 of the last 4 years, and including this year. And last year, of course, they broke my pick because, of course, with everyone, I had Boston. So I'm running with them again here. I figure they taught me a lesson that this is the year that they're going to just put it all together. Bobrovsky, I mean, Verhaeghe, Reinhardt, so many great storylines going down there with the Florida Panthers. And obviously, Matthew Tkachuk, I loved. His old man was my favorite hockey player to watch. And, you know, I tried to emulate him as best I could, minus maybe the toughness. You know, watching him do what he does in Florida and bring that bite, that Tkachuk bite to hockey, is exactly what they need for that playoff, for the playoff run. And what this certainly looks to be, hopefully, a deep playoff run this year.
And you mentioned a lot of different factors there, but Sergei Bobrovsky's been outstanding. They defend really well. I've always said that a couple of things that stand out to me, a way you can look at a team during the regular season and figure, okay, this team might have what it takes to make a deep playoff run, 5-on-5 goal differential, and can you win on the road? And this Panthers team has been able to do both of those things. How important are those two factors in your mind? Because the Panthers were very much on the plus side of 5-on-5, and we saw during the first-round series against Tampa, they didn't need to have a ton of power plays to have success, and they were able to pick off a road win in Tampa, which is no easy task en route to getting that series done in five. I've always thought those are big factors. What do you think in that regard?
They are huge factors in the playoffs because those two things become next to impossible to do in the playoffs. Scoring 5-on-5, that's what you always hear us talking about the special teams, right? We're constantly talking about, are they going to be able to win the special teams battles, because all teams are able to clamp down 5-on-5 and really shut you down on that. If you can score 5-on-5, that doesn't take that takes some pressure off of your big guys. It takes the pressure off of your power play, and it puts more pressure on that team as well. It's easy to kind of go like, okay, let's keep it five. A lot of times on the bench in the locker room, like, boys, keep it 5-on-5. This is an even game. An even game. We got them 5-on-5. Let's wait for our special teams. Well, if all of a sudden this team is dominating on 5-on-5, one, you're going to chase and you're going to take more penalties, so you're not going to get as many power plays. And two, again, you're chasing the game. You're playing from behind. And with a big Florida Panthers like they are, with their defense that they're playing right now, with Bobrovsky, with their playing, to have that confidence to not need your special teams in the postseason, in the playoffs, is absolutely enormous, because there's about one or two teams that can maybe say that. And obviously the Panthers are right at the top of that.
Mark Parrish, NHL Network, kind enough to stop by here. And Mark, the save that Sergei Bobrovsky made in Game 2 against the Tampa Bay Lightning that made the rounds everywhere. I mean, places that don't even cover sports, much less hockey, were showing and talking about that save. Considering the moment and what was on the line, and it was a playoff game, and it was a tied game at the time, and if that puck goes in the net, who knows how things could have ultimately played out. Have you ever seen a save like that, considering all the factors that played into it?
The hair on the back of my neck is still standing up as you're describing it the second time. It was that big of a moment. We're watching me, Mike Johnson, and Jameson Coyle were working that night out here at the NHL Network, and we were absolutely stunned. I mean, there was such an athletic, acrobatic. I know Matt Dumba had that checked up, but he had that in his head. He's like, oh, thank you very much. It's probably going to end up being the game winner, maybe. No, he just – and Bobrovsky – The amazing thing about it is he's always been known as this incredibly athletic, acrobatic goaltender that is he's always going to throw something back. But if you actually kind of watch that play in slow-mo, it actually looks like Bobrovsky gets his head around to where he's actually might have gotten a look at that puck. That's the part like, wait a minute, how did he even get a chance to take a look at it? Yeah, maybe it was looked like desperation, but if you watch that closely, it looks like Bob gets his head around and even gets the corner of his eye in that puck. It's probably the most miraculous save of the year by far, and I can't think of anything that comes close to it in recent history.
And
absolutely
I thought,
incredible.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. Is he obviously with a lot of big saves, sometimes there's an element of luck that comes into it, but he made a read on that. There was a, yeah. there was a read that he made to get over and make that save. I was thinking kind of the same thing in that regard. And Mark, as a guy that, like you said, you broke in as a Florida Panther back in the 98-99 season. And I know a lot of the Panthers fans who've been around since the early days, they remember Mark Parrish well. It's exciting for you to see the buzz. And can you feel it from afar, the buzz that's around this team right now? Because, again, I believe game five against Tampa, it was 19,750 in the building. It's been like that throughout the entire season, not just the playoffs, 19,000 every single night. When can you see and can you feel the buzz that's around this team here in South Florida? People really know what they're capable of.
I absolutely love it. And yes, you can see, you can feel it. It's spectacular. Going back there from 98, there was this huge buzz. Obviously, the 96 run, you know, the 96 or 95. My brain,
and you helped open the new building.
96. Yes, exactly. The new building. It was awesome. The energy and the atmosphere. There was this kind of a, it was a young excitement, right? They were just excited to have this team. They felt the fever of the playoffs right away. So they got this taste for us, which was great. And that kind of subsided for a little bit. I mean, everything's kind of cyclical. And obviously to see the, not just that enthusiasm of, hey, this is what hockey is about, but to actually support that team. And you go to the games now, you watch the games now, they get the game. And I don't mean any offense to this, but earlier on it was, you know, it was kind of, hey, they got excited when they scored. There was cool and there was a fight. But, you know, they kind of sort of got the momentum of the game. Now it is like it's like watching a game in Canada almost. Like the team feels it. The crowd feels it. You'll see people get a standing ovation for a great penalty or for great kill, for having some great hockey moments, for efforts in hockey that where you have to go to knowledgeable hockey fan bases to typically hear. We are hearing in Florida, and that is absolutely awesome. And they can taste it. They got a taste for it way back in the day. And now they're getting close to it, and it's great seeing. And as much as it hurts this Minnesotan to say that Florida has more Stanley Cups than us and Texas has more Stanley Cups than us, it is so awesome for the game. I love seeing the Panthers fans super hungry for a Stanley Cup. They saw what Tampa can do. I think it was huge for them to kind of slay the beast in perfect timing, too. For them to take out Tampa and just kind of eradicate that issue with the cross-state rivals this year, and in a handed fashion, in a way that they just dominate. I mean, they just dominated a team that very easily could have made a deep playoff run, and it's just been so much fun to see for it all to come together down there in Miami.
Mark Parrish, you can catch him on NHL Network, NHL Now, NHL Tonight throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs. Mark, a little break like this, like the Panthers have right now. They won their series in five games. They're waiting for a second round opponent now, is at the time that we're having this conversation. The Leafs and Bruins are awaiting their game seven on Saturday night. So for the Panthers, a break like this, all the players sound like they've really enjoyed this time. They've been able to positively use this time. I'm a big believer in the rest. And I think at this point in time, any kind of rest is welcome. Do you think that's something that can benefit the Panthers here with the possibility of this other series? You know, obviously it's going to game seven, and with the possibility of a team being a little bit maybe more fatigued coming into the second round out of that other series.
I love it, especially early on. I tend to worry more about the rest versus rust later on in the series. I love it when it's early on that you get this first round, you get a good taste for it. Florida went in there, they knew what they had to do against Tampa. And now, especially with a coach like Maurice, how intelligent of a coach he is, how great of a coach he is, he gets a chance to kind of take a look and micromanage at a couple of things that he didn't necessarily like. Obviously, they won 4-5. So they did pretty well. So I'm sure there's not a lot of things, but he can take that time, not only let his team rest, but focus on the little things that he knows that the Panthers need to do to get over the hump when it comes to the final. That's for sure. And that's what's really nice about that, because this time of year, yeah, I'm sure Tampa's looking and being like, well, you know, maybe we want to play Boston. Maybe we'd rather say the least. You could kind of play that game, but it's more important to worry about the Florida Panthers. This time of year is about your team, your focus on your process, what you need to be at the absolute best of your team and get that done, because it doesn't matter about the other team. It doesn't necessarily matter about who they're playing. It is all about your team, your confidence in the way you're playing your hockey, and obviously the rest, and be able to kind of, it's nice when you get into the playoffs and you kind of can sit back too after a series and enjoy it. You tend to get into these playoff series and these long runs and your head's down and you're just focused and you don't really get a chance to enjoy it until hopefully you're the one team that wins it at the end. When you have these moments, you can kind of sit back and literally kind of relish it as a team, take it in and help build that camaraderie off of that.
And Mark, it sounds like while the guys are resting, they are all paying attention to what's going on between the Leafs and the Bruins. When you look at that series, because I know a lot of our fans are paying attention to that, obviously, too, it almost feels like it's been two different series. You had Boston surge out early, and then the Leafs have come back, and now you've got a Game 7 coming up, and so much pressure on both teams going into this Game 7. What's been your take just overall watching that series?
I love the playoffs. This is why us so-called experts hate doing practice, because you just never know what you're going to get. I mean, honestly, you think Toronto, with their starting goaltender, they got to switch out their goaltender. They lose Austin Matthews. They lose their guy that almost scored 70 goals for this year. And all of a sudden, they turn around and make it a series against Boston after just being absolutely clobbered by them in the first few games. Absolutely incredible. I love watching this. Joseph Woll, obviously, what he's doing, a spectacular performance. But the thing I love most about the playoffs is the young guns coming up. Obviously, Max Domi is having a good year, but Matthew Nyes out in Toronto, boy, is he stepping up, and he's being a great young player, taking advantage of these opportunities that maybe without the Matthews injury, he doesn't play the same role that he does, and now he's getting a chance to shine. So it's so much fun to cover these games, because the storylines seem to change in between each game. Literally, we had Toronto written off. We thought Marchand had him right. They were done in five for sure, and here we go with another Game 7, and there is nothing better than a Game 7, especially against a couple of original sixes.
That is Mark Parrish from NHL Network, former Panther. You can watch NHL Network's Mark Parrish on NHL Now and NHL Tonight throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs, and he said it right there. These playoffs, this first round, it's been as entertaining as, well, you'd expect a first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs to be. Last night, you had Vegas get by Dallas out there at the Fortress in Las Vegas and force a Game 7. That Game 7 will be tomorrow at 7:30 Eastern. You're going to have Game 1 of the other Eastern Conference second round series starting tomorrow, 4 o'clock Eastern at Madison Square Garden. The Carolina Hurricanes visiting the New York Rangers for that Game 1. Of course, the Game 7 we were just talking about, the Toronto Maple Leafs at the Boston Bruins tonight, 8 Eastern. I know a lot of South Florida eyes are going to be on that one, because the winner of that Game 7 is going to be heading down here to take on the Panthers Monday night for the start of Round 2 at a time to be determined. So again, keep checking FloridaPanthers.com, all the Panthers social media channels for all the scheduling information on the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. And hey, whenever those games are, we will have you covered every step of the way on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. The one thing we can tell you is that series is going to start on Monday night at Amerant Bank Arena. FloridaPanthers.com again for all the info, for the tickets, FLA Team Shop to make sure you have all the best gear. Pantherland at the FTL War Memorial in Fort Lauderdale, that is open 7 days a week. So go over there and get the latest Panthers gear. Get geared up for the Round 2 series coming up. It's going to start on Monday night. So that's going to about take us to the end of this edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans with you. Dan Day on the other side of the glass. Game 7s to watch this weekend. A Game 1 to watch tomorrow.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans with you as always. And Well, again, the Panthers getting ready for their second round opponent. We'll find that out tonight. Game 7, Bruins Maple Leafs, and then the Panthers will kick off round 2 coming up on Monday in Sunrise. So we'll have that from Amerant Bank Arena on Monday. We'll have it covered for you across the Panthers radio network for Monday night and all the way through the rest of the Stanley Cup playoffs. So you want to keep it locked to the Florida Panthers radio network as we cruise along and as we get ready for this second round series. Well, had a chance to catch up with NHL Network's Mark Parrish, one-time Panther Mark Parrish, for an edition of the Territory Talk podcast that you'll be able to get very, very soon. I'm told that's going to be dropping in its entirety very soon. So if you like what you hear, wherever you get your podcast, you can find the whole episode. But you can watch NHL Network's Mark Parrish on NHL Now and NHL Tonight throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs. Always a great conversation. It was great to catch up with Mark. And, well, the first thing I asked him was what he liked about the way this Panthers team took what they did last spring, picked up right where they left off this season, and they've carried it all the way through the regular season and into these playoffs. Here's Mark Parrish.
Well, you nailed exactly what I love about it, to be honest with you, what they did last year. I mean, obviously, it was the only thing that was a surprise about it was just that they didn't really have that good of a year last year. I mean, they had the team. Everybody kind of had to pick them to finish, obviously, a lot better than they did in the regular season. And then, man, they just flipped the switch. I mean, down 3-1, it was absolutely incredible. And it does not seem like that switch has been turned off at all, or even looked at, for that, mind you. I just love the way they're playing. They're taking care of business. They've got their swagger. They had that swagger they had all through the playoffs. They've kept that through the regular season. They've been my pick to win the Stanley Cup, actually, 3 of the last 4 years, and including this year. And last year, of course, they broke my pick because, of course, with everyone, I had Boston. So I'm running with them again here. I figure they taught me a lesson that this is the year that they're going to just put it all together. Bobrovsky, I mean, Verhaeghe, Reinhart, so many great storylines going down there with the Florida Panthers. And obviously Matthew Tkachuk, I loved his old man was my favorite hockey player to watch. And, you know, I tried to emulate him as best I could, minus maybe the toughness. You know, watching him do what he does in Florida and bring that bite, that Tkachuk bite to hockey, is exactly what they need for that playoff, for the playoff run, and what this certainly looks to be, hopefully, a deep playoff run this year.
And you mentioned a lot of different factors there, but Sergei Bobrovsky's been outstanding. They defend really well. I've always said that a couple of things that stand out to me, a way you can look at a team during the regular season and figure, okay, this team might have what it takes to make a deep playoff run, 5-on-5 goal differential, and can you win on the road? And this Panthers team has been able to do both of those things. How important are those two factors in your mind? Because the Panthers were very much on the plus side of 5-on-5, and we saw during the first round series against Tampa, they didn't need to have a ton of power plays to have success, and they were able to pick off a road win in Tampa, which is no easy task en route to getting that series done in 5. I've always thought those are big factors. What do you think in that regard?
They are huge factors in the playoffs because those two things become next to impossible to do in the playoffs. Scoring 5-on-5, that's what you always hear us talking about the special teams, right? We're constantly talking about, are they going to be able to win the special teams battles? Because all teams are able to clamp down 5-on-5 and really shut you down on that. If you can score 5-on-5, that doesn't take that takes some pressure off of your big guys. It takes the pressure off of your power play, and it puts more pressure on that team as well. It's easy to kind of go like, okay, let's keep it 5. A lot of times on the bench in the locker room, you're like, boys, keep it 5-on-5. This is an even game. We got this, an even game. We got them 5-on-5. Let's wait for our special teams. Well, if all of a sudden this team is dominating on 5-on-5, one, you're going to chase and you're going to take more penalties, so you're not going to get as many power plays. And two, again, you're chasing the game. You're playing from behind. And with a big Florida Panthers like they are, with their defense that they're playing right now, with Bobrovsky, with their playing, to have that confidence to not need your special teams in the postseason, in the playoffs, is absolutely enormous, because there's about one or two teams that can maybe say that. And obviously the Panthers are right at the top of that.
Mark Parrish, NHL Network, kind enough to stop by here. And Mark, the save that Sergei Bobrovsky made in game two against the Tampa Bay Lightning that made the rounds everywhere. I mean, places that don't even cover sports, much less hockey, were showing and talking about that save. Have, considering the moment and what was on the line, and it was a playoff game and it was a tied game at the time, and if that puck goes in the net, who knows how things could have ultimately played out. Have you ever seen a save like that, considering all the factors that played into it?
The hair on the back of my neck is still standing up as you're describing it the second time. It was that big of a moment. We're watching me, Mike Johnson, and Jameson Coyle were working that night out here at the NHL Network, and we were absolutely stunned. I mean, there was such an athletic, acrobatic. I know Matt Dumba had that checked up, but he had that in his head. He's like, oh, thank you very much. It's probably going to end up being the game winner, maybe. No, he just – and Bobrovsky – The amazing thing about it is he's always been known as this incredibly athletic, acrobatic goaltender that is, he's always going to throw something back. But if you actually kind of watch that play in slow-mo, it actually looks like Bobrovsky gets his head around to where he's actually might have gotten a look at that puck. That's the part's like, wait a minute, how did he even get a chance to take a look at it? Yeah, maybe it was looked like desperation, but if you watch that closely, it looks like Bob gets his head around and even gets the corner of his eye in that puck. It's probably the most miraculous save of the year by far, and I can't think of anything that comes close to it in recent history.
And I thought, incredible. Yeah, I thought the same thing. Is he obviously with a lot of big saves, sometimes there's an element of luck that comes into it, but he made a read on that. There was a read that he made to get over and make that save. I was thinking kind of the same thing in that regard. And Mark, as a guy that, like you said, you broke in as a Florida Panther back in the 98-99 season. And I know a lot of the Panthers fans who've been around since the early days, they remember Mark Parrish well. It's exciting for you to see the buzz. And can you feel it from afar, the buzz that's around this team right now? Because, again, I believe game five against Tampa, it was 19,750 in the building. It's been like that throughout the entire season, not just the playoffs, 18,000-19,000 every single night. Can you feel the buzz that's around this team here in South Florida? People really know what they're capable of.
I absolutely love it. And yes, you can feel it. It's spectacular. Going back there from 98, there was this huge buzz. Obviously, the 96 run, the 96 or 95. My brain.
And you helped open the new building.
96, yes, exactly. The new building. It was awesome. The energy and the atmosphere, there was this kind of a, It was a young excitement, right? They were just excited to have this team. They felt the fever of the playoffs right away, so they got this taste for us, which was great. And that kind of subsided for a little bit. I mean, everything's kind of cyclical. And obviously to see the not just that enthusiasm of, hey, this is what hockey is about, but to actually support that team. And you go to the games now, you watch the games now, they get the game. And I don't mean any offense to this, but earlier on it was, you know, it was kind of, hey, they got excited when they scored. There was cool and there was a fight. But, you know, they kind of sort of got the momentum of the game. Now it is like it's like watching a game in Canada almost. Like the team feels it. The crowd feels it. You'll see people get a standing ovation for a great penalty or for great kill, for having some great hockey moments, for efforts in hockey that where you have to go to knowledgeable hockey fan bases to typically hear. We are hearing in Florida, and that is absolutely awesome. And they can taste it. They got a taste for it way back in the day. And now they're getting close to it, and it's great seeing. And as much as it hurts this Minnesotan to say that Florida has more Stanley Cups than us and Texas has more Stanley Cups than us, it is so awesome for the game. I love seeing the Panthers fans super hungry for a Stanley Cup. They saw what Tampa can do. I think it was huge for them to kind of slay the beast in perfect timing, too. For them to take out Tampa and just kind of eradicate that issue with the cross-state rivals this year, and in a handed fashion, in a way that they just dominate. I mean, they just dominated a team that very easily could have made a deep playoff run, and it's just been so much fun to see for it all to come together down there in Miami.
Mark Parrish, you can catch him on NHL Network, NHL Now, NHL Tonight throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs. Mark, a little break like this, like the Panthers have right now. They won their series in five games. They're waiting for a second-round opponent now. Is at the time that we're having this conversation, the Leafs and Bruins are awaiting their Game 7 on Saturday night. So for the Panthers, a break like this, all the players sound like they've really enjoyed this time. They've been able to positively use this time. I'm a big believer in the rest. And I think at this point in time, any kind of rest is welcome. Do you think that's something that can benefit the Panthers here with the possibility of this other series? Obviously it's going to game seven and with the possibility of a team being a little bit maybe more fatigued coming into the second round out of that other series.
I love it, especially early on. I tend to worry more about the rest versus rust later on in the series. I love it when it's early on that you get this first round, you get a good taste for it. Florida went in there, they knew what they had to do against Tampa. And now, especially with a coach like Maurice, how intelligent of a coach he is, how great of a coach he is, he gets a chance to kind of take a look and micromanage at a couple of things that he didn't necessarily like. Obviously, they won 4-5, so they did pretty well. So I'm sure there's not a lot of things, but he can take that time, not only let his team rest, but focus on the little things that he knows that the Panthers need to do to get over the hump when it comes to the final. That's for sure. And that's what's really nice about that, because this time of year, yeah, I'm sure Tampa's looking and being like, well, maybe we want to play Boston. Maybe we'd rather, to say the least, you could kind of play that game, but it's more important to worry about the Florida Panthers. This time of year is about your team, your focus on your process, what you need to be at the absolute best of your team and get that done, because it doesn't matter about the other team. It doesn't necessarily matter about who they're playing. It is all about your team, your confidence in the way you're playing your hockey, and obviously the rest and be able to kind of, it's nice when you get into the playoffs and you kind of can sit back too after a series and enjoy it. You tend to get into these playoff series and these long runs and your head's down and you're just focused and you don't really get a chance to enjoy it until hopefully you're the one team that wins it at the end. When you have these moments, you can kind of sit back and literally kind of relish it as a team, take it in, and help build that camaraderie off of that.
And, Mark, it sounds like while the guys are resting, they are all paying attention to what's going on between the Leafs and the Bruins. When you look at that series, because I know a lot of our fans are paying attention to that, obviously, too, it almost feels like it's been two different series. You had Boston surge out early, and then the Leafs have come back, and now you've got a Game 7 coming up, and so much pressure on both teams going into this Game 7. What's been your take just overall watching that series?
Man, I love the playoffs. This is why us so-called experts hate doing practice, because you just never know what you're going to get. I mean, honestly, you think Toronto, with their starting goaltender, they got to switch out their goaltender. They lose Austin Matthews. They lose their guy that almost scored 70 goals for this year. And all of a sudden, they turn around and make it a series against Boston after just being absolutely clobbered by them in the first few games. Absolutely incredible. I love watching this. Joseph Woll, obviously, what he's doing. A spectacular performance. But the thing I love most about the playoffs is the young guns coming up. Obviously, Max Domi is having a good year, but Matthew Nyes out in Toronto, boy, is he stepping up, and he's being a great young player, taking advantage of these opportunities that maybe without the Matthews injury, he doesn't play the same role that he does, and now he's getting a chance to shine. So it's so much fun to cover these games, because the storyline seemed to change in between each game. Literally, we had Toronto written off. We thought Marchand had them right. They were done in five for sure. And here we go with another Game 7, and there is nothing better than a Game 7, especially against a couple of original sixes.
That is Mark Parrish from NHL Network, former Panther. You can watch NHL Network's Mark Parrish on NHL Now and NHL Tonight throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs. And he said it right there. These playoffs, this first round, it's been as entertaining as, well, you'd expect a first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs to be. Last night, you had Vegas get by Dallas out there at the Fortress in Las Vegas and force a Game 7. That Game 7 will be tomorrow at 7:30 Eastern. You're going to have Game 1 of the other Eastern Conference second round series starting tomorrow, 4 o'clock Eastern at Madison Square Garden. The Carolina Hurricanes visiting the New York Rangers for that Game 1. Of course, the Game 7 we were just talking about, the Toronto Maple Leafs at the Boston Bruins tonight, 8 Eastern. I know a lot of South Florida eyes are going to be on that one, because the winner of that Game 7 is going to be heading down here to take on the Panthers Monday night for the start of round two at a time to be determined. So again, keep checking FloridaPanthers.com, all the Panthers social media channels for all the scheduling information on the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. And hey, whenever those games are, we will have you covered every step of the way on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. The one thing we can tell you is that series is going to start on Monday night at Amerant Bank Arena. FloridaPanthers.com again for all the info, for the tickets, FLA Team Shop to make sure you have all the best gear. Pantherland at the FTL War Memorial in Fort Lauderdale. That is open 7 days a week, so go over there and get the latest Panthers gear. Get geared up for the round two series coming up. It's going to start on Monday night. So that's going to about take us to the end of this edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans with you. Dan Day on the other side of the glass. Game sevens to watch this weekend. A game one to watch tomorrow in the Eastern Conference. And a game one coming up at Amerant Bank Arena and Sunrise on Monday night. Big thanks to Dmitry Kulikov for his time. Thanks to NHL Network analyst and former Panther Mark Parrish for his time as well. And you can catch the full conversation wherever you get your podcast. A new edition of the Territory Talk podcast is about to drop, and it will include that conversation with Mark Parrish in its entirety. Big thanks, Dan Day, on the other side of the glass. Thanks to all of you for tuning in. I'm Doug Plagans. This has been the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.